The purpose of God. At the end of Romans 8, verse 28, we read, called according to his purpose. Everyone that is born from above is called according to the purpose of God. Every believer has a calling, an eternal calling, a great purpose in time and eternity. And God's purpose is entwined and interlinked with Christ, who is to be all in all. We are all part of the body of Christ, and we all have our own particular part to play. But this mortal life and our eternal future are bound up in Christ, the beloved of God. At first, we were called out of darkness into his glorious light. We were called out from the bondage of sin and death into the freedom of God's Son. And throughout this life, we are witnesses to the amazing grace of God. And throughout this life, we are being trained to carry out our part in God's eternal plan. Being born into God's family is our first step along the road of our new life in Christ. Our sanctification process is our ongoing preparation for God's eternal purpose in him. For each of us have been called according to his purpose, that Christ is all in all. The infinite fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ is the wonderful purpose of God. We do not know what our role in that purpose is now, but we all have a part to play. And if we humbly submit to his guiding hand, he will fulfill his purpose in us. God is dealing with each of us in relation to his divine plan and his perfect purpose. And God's ways are mysterious ways, veiled ways, ways beyond our comprehension. Paul gave us a peep into the purpose into which we have been called in Colossians 3. We read, "We have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman. But Christ is all and in all." We cannot understand the magnificence and greatness of the plan of which we are part, for we live by faith and not by sight. For we trust ourselves into his hand by faith. And yet we know that he will use our lives according to his purpose and for his glory. God has removed us from the realm of sight and understanding to the sphere of faith. For we are to live by trusting him and not by seeing or understanding. We are to live by faith and not by sight. The Bible gives many examples of God's purpose being worked out in the lives of others. Men and women who lived by faith, believed his word, trusted his promises. For God is faithful and he is true. For he is a proven covenant-keeping God. He deals with each of the called in ways we may not understand. He deals with each of the called in order to strengthen our faith in him. God is continuing to work out his eternal purpose in each of our lives. We may not know what our role is now, but we all have a part to play. His dealings may be beyond our understanding, but let us trust him and live by faith. For the infinite fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ is the wonderful purpose of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory, until Christ is all in all.